Hey, it's Nyaneko. I apologize for any background noise. I have a baby in the background, and he is sleeping right now in his swing. So if you hear that, that's what that is. Hi. I just waved to the mic for no apparent reason, because you can't see me. So these are my answers for the questions that I wrote, and I kind of put these questions together for more of a technical Q&A. It's interesting to hear the creative process of some people, whether it's voices or writing. I have 10 questions for each, because why not? I'm out of practice, clearly, so please forgive me. we'll start with voices. Question 1. How many voices do you have? Can you introduce them? Do they have names or characteristics? So, my voices... I would have my Nya, Nya, my cat girl ooh-woo voice. my normal voice, which does have quite a range. I find I often start off like in a higher register, and then if I'm continuing to talk or talking about something serious, I'll dip lower. You literally just heard it then. that's my normal voice. I guess my more sultry / sexy voice would be on the lower end. Again, I haven't recorded for a while, so this is kind of awkward for me. yeah, I think it just comes down to tone of voice and vocabulary, for me at least. As far as, like, voice range, I wouldn't have quite the range as some people do. I think that's the one advantage that some guys have, because it's, like, a bigger range, generally speaking. question 2, favorite voice to act in? What tags do you often use? Favorite voice would just be my normal one. Because the tags that I'm used to doing or that come easily to me are the GFEs or the very awkward ones, clearly. But other ones are fun. The cat girl one can get very tiring for an extended period of time. I was playing Doki Doki Literature Club, the dating sim. I think it's free on Steam, but I did all the voices for those, and I made the mistake of giving the first character we met a really, really, really high voice. that whole playthrough, I streamed it with friends. It killed my voice after, because you have to come up with the different voices and voice all of them. But yeah, don't do a difficult voice straight off the bat. I think the mistake I made for that was not preparing myself for how long it was going to be. Yeah, most of the scripts that I've done have been less than an hour of edited time. I usually like to record in one go, because then it just sounds better in my mind. It sounds more natural and continuous. question number 3, thoughts on your normal voice versus sexy. I touched upon this earlier. Normal voice is just normal. Sexy voice, especially for recording, It's a little bit more drawn out, more breathy. And like those pauses are more intentional. Possibly a little lower in register too. Celeste, your most cheesy pickup line with your sexy voice. Cause I use this in a script and I can't think of any others. Is your name Wi-Fi? Because I'm feeling quite the connection. Question 4. Has your opinion about your own voice changed since you started recording audios? Yes. Yes, it has, because there is quite a learning curve to getting used to listening to yourself. And I don't really mind my own voice now, but I have to say, I start off in my customer service voice, and then I just say screw it and dip into my regular voice, which you've already heard now, so... that being said, words, customer service voice. I wouldn't say I have a very distinctive voice, but apparently I do. Maybe. Just because of the number of times that I've had customers come in and be like, oh, I think I talked to you on the phone. But I mean, other than that, I wouldn't say my voice is necessarily that unique? Question mark. Number 5, what are some of the comments you've received about your voice? On GWA, I would assume that most performers on GWA get complimented on their voice for how sexy it sounds. So there's that. I think it's more, the comments have been like, oh, your voice is so calming or relaxing, things like that. If you're talking about my ability to yell, I wouldn't say I'm a very loud person. I hope that comes across. Yeah. Number 6, tips on recording. What is your setup? Do you edit your audios? So, my setup is a Blue Yeti. I have the foam thing on top, and it's covered in cat hair, so I'm sure that lends itself as well. I record on Audacity, and I do edit my audios. Usually I just filter out any background noise. I would go through the steps, but I haven't done it for a while, and I'd have to like go through and do it. It's almost like muscle memory. But the one thing I do is I make sure that it's at a good volume. One thing I've noticed is some audios are incredibly quiet. They're great quality, but they're very, very quiet. So I turn my headphones down to like volume 2, and then I play the audio, and if it's like a reasonable volume, then I'll leave it. Otherwise, I'll like compress it. I don't know if that's the right term. But yeah, I'll do that. My setup as far as environment, I'm currently in my living room. I used to record in a different room, which is now the baby's room. It's very quiet, very quiet. The best room in the house. But I can't record there anymore. So this living room we'll have to do in the meantime, and I will rely heavily on Audacity for getting things right. Question 7, what do you prefer, improv or script, and why? I prefer script with a bit of improv. The bit of improv I do is just to make the script flow a bit more And to make it sound a bit more natural to my take out on the character, pure improv takes a certain mindset. Some people are better at it than others. Same goes for the ability to perform script. So I think I'm somewhere in between, but more on the script side. Yeah. Question 8, any tips for writers? Emphasize that moments of silence are great, especially if it's supposed to be a conversation between the listener and the performer. You need those pauses to make it sound a bit more believable and a bit more immersive. Other tips for writers, don't forget a disclaimer to tag you properly so you know when your script is filled. I have a little blurb saying, if you fill my script, please comment on your post with my username. That way Reddit will notify me. Other tips, encourage any changes that need to be done. I feel like some performers are like, oh no, I have to be word for word, or I don't want to step on the author's toes if I don't do it word for word, that type of thing. I mean, this is a hobby. Just relax. We're all here to have fun, right? Question 9. Sexiest audio you've recorded. I actually haven't done any explicit not safe for work audios, so and that's my choice. If anything, it's just been suggestive, but I think the sexiest that I've done is the Stranded But Not Alone by DPP_Newfrost. That one was interesting because the whole thing was narrative. The plot was basically like a diary format, and you're stranded on an island after a plane crash, and there's one other survivor, and so, yeah. I won't spoil it, but reading that particular diary passage, I would say is, at least in mindset for me, to get in that mindset to perform it believably, was the most sexiest, I suppose. Question 10, what is my biggest blooper? I think it would have to involve the cat, and a hairball. I don't think I kept the recording, but it was just like, ah, why cat? Why there? We have carpet, this is not good. yeah, alright, so for the writer questions, question 1, where do your ideas come from? They come from a variety of places. It could be song lyrics, it could be another script, or a certain phrase from another script, or just like a certain scenario. Not exactly fan fiction, but it could be fan fiction if you're using like the same universe, that type of thing. Yeah, as far as writing goes, that's usually where my ideas come from. I tend to focus on character a lot, so getting the dialogue right is kind of where my ideas come from. Like, I'll think of a characteristic of a character and then go from there. Or, how do I say this? Because audios are so short, you have to think of a certain scenario and a certain character and kind of go from there. I don't tend to like scene breaks that much because you don't have a lot of time to do that. But yeah, My ideas come from a variety of places. Question two, what inspired you to start writing erotic scripts? So, I started writing Inuyasha fanfiction way back when, and they would call it lemons if they had a sex scene, and limes if it was just suggestive. I don't know if this is a universal thing, but like reading fanfiction, you'd search the word lemons and then all the not safe for work ones would pop up. So that's how I started writing. And then writing erotic scripts happened soon after finding JWA, because I'm like, oh my goodness, this is actually a thing and I can do this. And writing dialogue now is really, really fun. It's going to be hard for me to go back to regular internal monologue type narrative, normal storytelling. Question three, what tags or genres are easy to write for you? Which ones are challenging? The awkward slice of life every day, even in like an alternate universe, those are my easy go-tos. Like the really lighthearted, fluffy, but still emotional type of storylines. I don't think I've written too many super emotional ones, or drama. I tend to stay away from horror because I'm not an expert, nor do I consume a lot of horror, or psychological horror type things. Because it's hard for me to sleep if I do that. But yeah, other genres, I mean, there aren't too many out there. It's hard to say that I've come across an action genre type audio in GWA, but that is a genre in itself. There's a ton of tags that I haven't touched on, just because I simply haven't done my research. And I don't think I would be able to do them justice unless I were to do the research. For example, one of my earlier scripts was an M-sub script, and that happened after a conversation I had, just learning about all of that. But again, I wouldn't say I'm an expert. That was just like, that script was a result of that conversation. Yeah. It's been really interesting. I'm really glad to have had so many heartfelt and informative conversations with people that I've met here. That was my fridge. Apologies if you heard that. It's funny because I wrote these questions, but I haven't really prepared answers for them. Question four for writers. Are you regimented or do you write when inspiration strikes? I write when inspiration strikes. Being regimented in the creative sense has never ever worked for me. It's just gotten very frustrating if I were to keep on a schedule. Like, it's difficult for me to sit down and be like, okay, I'm gonna write. Yeah, that doesn't work. It's more of if I have an idea, then I'll write. And usually I have to finish it in one sitting or like within a couple days, or else I'll lose interest and move on. Question five, what are some of the things you're working on now? How long is your idea list? My idea list is so long. Like I just said, I tend to drop a lot of ideas if I'm not interested in them anymore. So whatever I release is written in a very short amount of time. some of the things I'm working on now, I'm working on a sci-fi one. That is probably gonna be, I say it's probably gonna be released soon, but it probably won't. It's a collab script, but also each role can be its own standalone script, so it's cohesive in a sense, but not repetitive, and that's the tricky part. So each person's script has to be informative enough of the situation to work as an individual script, but together you can't have them like repeating after each other so much. And I've done a few of those before. Yeah. 1 second. Okay, sorry. My baby just burped a little bit, so I think we're good. He fell back asleep, we're fine. How long is my idea list? Very, very, very long. I have a separate folder for old ideas. So I'm working on sci-fi one currently. I have two others that I have put on the back burner now. One is just really cuddly bedtime one. Other one is a long distance relationship one, because I think that's pretty current. Long distance relationship voicemail is the one other one I'm working on. And I have them saved in different places. Like, the sci-fi one I have on Scrivener, which is a writing program. It's great with formatting, and it does a lot of other stuff too. Like, if you do screenwriting, it'll format for you. Anyways, Scrivener, S-C-R-I-V-N-E-R, a friend bought it for me. Thank you so much. It's been very helpful. So my sci-fi one is saved on there. The long-distance relationship voicemail is saved on my phone on Discord. I don't know why I started writing on Discord, but I made my own server with just me, and I have a channel for that one script. And then the bedtime one I have actually on paper somewhere. I think I know where it is. I don't know why. I think it just makes things difficult for myself. Question 6. What are some ideas you've abandoned? Again, there's a plethora of ones that I've abandoned. The one that comes to mind that I've spent the most effort on trying to make work but haven't solved yet is an office one. Just because I got to the point where it's like, okay, this is getting too complicated because the dialogue has to inform body positions, and that just gets insanely tricky. So I have the listener sitting on the performer's lap after spilling coffee over both of them. But then it's just a lot of like reaching around and like, here, let me move this, or what are you doing? Why are you taking your skirt off? And like getting up, sitting down, and moving, and just, oh no, the phone's ringing. It just got too complicated. So I gave up on that one. I don't know if I'll revisit it. I kind of want to, just because of how much time I've already put into it, but we'll see. 7, what's your writing process? Process. Wow, I cannot talk. What programs, apps do you use, or do you write by hand? I touched on this earlier. Programs, apps, Scrivener. I used to use OneNote, but then it stopped syncing up with my phone. I used to use Evernote because I use that for classes as well, but it was just like, I have things in too many places. I still do. Writing by hand is a little bit of a different mindset, especially if you write in ink, because it's just like, okay, well, I already wasted this much paper, I'll just keep writing, just keep writing. But my writing process is very much like visualizing the situation, the setting, and the characters. And it's like once you have those in place, then then you focus on your character, and it's like you create this person, you know this person, or you're still trying to figure them out, whatever, and you throw them in a certain situation, and you have to just imagine and roleplay what they would do, and what they would say, and how flustered they would be, or how awkward they would be, or how snarky, or confident, or things like that, and you just kind of go from there. Honestly, you're roleplaying with yourself and your characters in your head. That's essentially what's happening. And it's especially interesting with scripts because you're also writing for the listener as well. So you have to not imply too much what the listener is doing because they're not exactly a moldable character. Yeah. So the dialogue that you do end up creating has to be informative, more of a situation for the listener, and then reactions from your character. Does that make sense at all? I don't know. Question 8. Do you have a particular voice or accent in mind when you write? I personally don't. Even if it's a historical, quote-unquote historical one, or whatnot, I don't tend to have an accent or voice in mind. Whether it's like a high register, lower register, whatever. What it comes down to... Sorry, that was my phone. What it comes down to is the tone of voice. Again, whether it's like sarcastic or awkward or demanding or bratty or whatever, it really comes down to the tone of voice and your ability to sell it, basically, as a character. Number 9, tips for voices when performing scripts. Take your time. Don't forget to breathe. You're having a conversation with your listener, so you have to put in those pauses. You could easily make a really short script longer just by pausing between lines, because a conversation is like, I talk, you talk, we listen to each other, that takes time. Unless it's a narrative, right? But even with a narrative, you can have those purposeful pauses to emphasize whatever's happening. Other tips for voices. If you are editing, again, your audios, make sure the volume's a decent volume. Also, don't be too close to the mic. Don't blow on the mic. Because don't do that. Be careful with like your T's and P's and things like that. If you're recording on your phone, just be aware of where your mic is, and don't, like, again, don't blow into the mic. Other tips. Read through the script beforehand. Because, some scripts have options. And if you get to the point where it's just like, choose between these two options, you can kind of hear that hesitation. But yeah, do a once through beforehand. That tends to help. And then you can kind of like decide which areas to improv as well. Don't be stuck on doing things word for word. Make it your own. That way it sounds more natural. Question 10. Walk us... No. Walk us through your thought process. Erotic moment 10-word challenge. Example. I'm going to cheat because I've already wrote this. 10 words. No, slugs is not an appropriate safe word. Try again. So my thought process is, with only 10 words, you kind of have to inform the situation and imply that something else is going on. That was my whole goal for that sentence, those sentences. But yeah, I'm looking forward to other 10-word challenges. You kind of have to be purposeful with your words if you only have 10 words. And my goal for that was creating a narrative. Like I said. Anyways, I think my baby is waking up soon. And it's been half an hour of me talking. So I appreciate it if you made it this far. And I am looking forward to listening to your guys' answers as well. Yeah, have a great day, everyone. Stay safe, stay hydrated. Yeah. Bye.